Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Lawrence Bainham, who is the CEO and Managing Director of Data3. Lawrence, good to talk to you.
Great to see you again, Tom.
Now, in the technology space for Data3, it's been a mixed year. On the one hand, you've had some good outcomes. The cloud computing side of things is growing for you, but the overall result was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, overall it has been a mixed year. We, in some respects, it was a tale of two halves. First half, we were certainly not happy with the performance, over 50% down on PCP. There are a range of things which were either planned or unplanned in terms of the overall result. We got together in the same way as probably a sporting analogy, back in the sporting sheds at half time and around the end of the first half, made a number of changes to the business. And we still had a lot of confidence in the business going forward. All the lead indicators were telling us that the foundation of our business was very healthy. So customer satisfaction, people satisfaction, a range of industry awards, and a pipeline which was significantly growing. So the second half, we came back extremely strong. Unfortunately, we didn't quite meet the full year in terms of getting above the previous record year. We faltered by around 8%. In particular, we've had the core Data3 business perform very well. Two acquisitions that we recently made, or subsidiaries of the business, didn't perform quite as well. Management consulting business had a poor first half and a very strong turnaround in the second half. And then a discovery technology business, which we own 77%, had a poor operational performance, and we're making changes there going forward.
So what was the fundamental reason that things kind of lost their way a little bit?
There were a range of factors. There was certainly some slippage in terms of timing of some projects, which we would have liked to have brought forward into the first half, which then boosted the second half performance. We also had the replacement of the Data3 cloud, where we've in the process of shutting it down and moving our customers into a public cloud environment, in particular on the Microsoft Azure platform. That in itself is an investment up front, and we're looking to reap some benefits down the track. But that's certainly, and that was a planned investment, which certainly impacted the first half results. However, on saying that, the overall market that we operate within is a very strong one. Yeah. In fact, the global IT market, or ICT market in which we operate, and the local one, the growth rates are unprecedented.
So a
lot of the opportunity is there. It's up to us to execute well on our plans.
Indeed. So the turnaround in the second half was pretty impressive. What do you do to maintain that into the next full year?
That's very much on our agenda. We're not seeking a repeat performance of the first half of last year. We're looking forward and have been carrying through some momentum. We've got integration projects, which is a combination of hardware, software, and services, which is a well-rounded one for our portfolio, and we've got a couple of those which will boost certainly our confidence and our outlook in terms of the first half and the FY19 performance overall. In terms of breaking it down a little bit, in terms of the segments, as you mentioned earlier, the cloud business and the public cloud business is fast growing. The latest Gartner estimates of the Australian market is that it's growing around a 30% mark. Our 58% growth, it means that we're growing a little bit faster than the market, so we're pleased with that.
Yep.
We see that continuing going forward. The second part of the cloud market is a private cloud market as well, where we're seeing customers building their own clouds, and we're assisting them to do that as well. We see that as growing as fast as public cloud.
Now, your relationship with Microsoft is quite important.
It is.
That organisation seems to be going to another level at the moment compared to years gone by. How can you leverage that experience as an organisation?
Yeah. We're doing all that we can. We like the Microsoft strategy. We're Microsoft's largest partner in the region, and the large-scale investment in terms of our solution sets and our services and our expertise are based around where Microsoft is heading in terms of their direction. And our customer base is very much a Microsoft-centric customer base. So our plans almost mirror Microsoft's plans going forward, of course, on a smaller scale.
Yeah. So in terms of acquisitions, customer acquisitions, yes. How much easier is it to get doors to open under those circumstances?
Well, we're still seeing growth, as you mentioned earlier. We're seeing the revenue growth. Our challenge is to increase the margins. And so the winning of the identification of opportunities and the winning of new customers is one thing. Doing it well and doing it profitably is where we need to focus more attention.
Lawrence, it's always good to talk to you. Good luck in the year ahead.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.